Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mojo Call. My name is Nancy Holtzman. I come to you from the Maryland Marketplace. I'm an RVP in ACN with Team Global Revolution, and I'm happy to spend a few minutes this morning with you on our Morning Mojo. We do these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Appreciate all the people who get on, especially people in Central and West Time. So thank you for joining us. So this morning, I'm going to make a bet with you when we start. I would actually put money on this. At some point in your life, have you ever asked yourself a variation of the following question? How can I be happy? Whether it was, can I be happier? Or how can I be happy more often? Or even, how can I go back to being happy? I'm very sure you've turned this question over in your head at least a couple times. Well, today's book that I'm going to talk about comes from a person that you should direct this question to. He's the founding father of happiness research and established the entire scientific field of what we call positive psychology. His name is Martin Spellman, and the book is called Flourish. And Flourish establishes a new model for well-being. It's rooted in positive psychology, building on five key pillars that we're going to talk about today to help you create a happy life through the power of simple activities or exercise or habits. And in this, if you haven't heard the guy's name before, Martin Spellman, or maybe you've heard it, it's likely because it's connected with a very famous book that he wrote called Learn Optimism. And Flourish is the first book he's written, though, in over 10 years. And he wrote that more recently, in which he lays out what is what I call a holistic model of happiness, going beyond the psychology as a way to alleviate people who are currently suffering and instead use this for a better life. And I couldn't think of a more appropriate time now because so many people are suffering from so many things going on with the pandemic. So there's three big lessons I learned from this book and reading it. The first one is a life of profound fulfillment is based on what he calls PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. And we'll go over what that P-E-R-M-A means in a minute. And second is simple positivity exercises or activities can have life-changing effects on you. And that's what's really important. And the third thing he talked about, which some of us get hung up on, is IQ isn't everything. Success is based on character traits, not intelligence. And I think a lot of us get hung up on that sometimes, like that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not talented enough. But it really, it's based on our character traits. So I've got a big question for you as you listen to the rest of the Mojo Call, and I want you to think about this. Are you done just floating around the liver of life? Is it time for you to flourish? So let's talk about that word PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. So make PERMA your model of choice to build your life, and this is how you can live a fulfilled and happy life. The model that the author Martin Seligman built to be complete, to help represent a happy life and all its facets and components, is predictive of what he calls five key pillars, and that's what this PERMA stands for, P-E-R-M-A. And number one, two, and four have been agreed upon in their importance by psychologists for a long time. But number three and five have been identified through this book and his team in working on this. So let's talk about P, number one. It stands for positive emotion. And this is what you might call happiness and what most of us call pleasure. The warm feeling you get when, you know, someone you love hugs you, or the excitement you get from dancing, or, you know, the comfort of a warm blanket or a hot pizza or whatever it may be. It's when you feel happy about something. And that's positive emotion, the feeling of happiness. Number two, E, stands for engagement, and this is the flow component, which describes the state of effortless work. How much of your time do you spend absorbed in activities that you love, which make you forget time, lose yourself, and you feel absolutely in sync with what you're doing. Number three, the R, is relationships. The number one thing keeping people from becoming depressed is a strong set of good friends. Good relationships are best. They're the most natural antidepressant in the world. So is your social life alive and kicking? Do you trust those around you? Do you love them? Number four, the M, is for meaning. What causes you're willing to serve simply because you believe in them? Where do you feel like you belong? Which community can give your time and skills to? Which community can you do that for? To make the world a better place. This is where motivation comes from. And he talks about that in his book, that you have to have meaning in your life. And, you know, we refer to it, and he's saying, is your why. Number five is accomplishment. As the author says, winning for winning's sake. It might sound silly, but as human beings, we need that. We need to win. We need that push to the ego we get from climbing the mountain, from hitting the sales goal, from hitting the next level in ACN, from winning a sporting match, from pulling off that presentation at work. Whatever it may be, we need accomplishments in our life. And there you have it. That's what the PERMA model is in a nutshell. It's positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. If you build your life around that, that is what he says makes most people feel fulfilled and happy. So positive psychology exercises don't have to be complicated. They don't have to be profound. And he gives us a few of them. He says he's gotten the best and most positive feedback from his students about the exercises that they used to do in class. Many of them said in spite of taking such little effort, they were life-changing. So here's two of the exercises that he did that helps people. The what went well exercise. Before you go to bed, take 10 minutes to write down three things that went well that day. Then ask yourself, why did it happen for each of them? This will show you that your choices do matter in making a positive change and help you do it again. Do this for a week, he says, and watch what starts to happen. And number two is the kindness exercise. This is great, especially if you want to help your kids be happier. Because right now, kids, you know, all their stuff's been shut down. Their sports, at least in my area, their sports have been shut down. School's very complicated for them with rules, with restrictions. And they can't socialize like they're used to. So, you know, he actually suggests that if you're a parent, these are things you can work with your child, especially now. Think of something nice you can do for someone. So this is the kindness exercise. Think of something nice you can do for someone, something very random. It doesn't take much, but that will make their day, and just do it. Go and do it without expectation of anything in return. Just observe what impact this has on your mood and see how powerful this is. You know, we used to talk about random acts of kindness, you know, and what happened to that? You know, nobody really talks about that much more. And that's what we need to get back to. See, it doesn't have to be complicated. You can change your life. You can be happier with just a few little tweaks, a few little exercises. He says 10 minutes a day can profoundly affect the way your brain starts thinking. And then he says success comes after that. He says, you know, you've got to be happy first to have success. And that's where he says success is based on more than intelligence. It's not about how smart you are, about how talented you are. They're built on character traits. So making and valuing people based on their IQ is a bad way to work. He says the accomplishment part of what he calls this PERMA model is one where most people will pause for a second and think, but, and then they insert their excuses. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough, and so on. And he says that that's where we really have to start changing. And according to him, it's actually character traits that are responsible for your accomplishment, not fixed abilities. He says, take for the example himself. He had an IQ, or he has an IQ, over 130. That puts him in the top 5% of people on the planet. But it doesn't mean anything, he says. He says, if I wanted to have a successful online business, he'd have to figure it out by himself, just like everyone else did who started from zero and went to the top. So your ACN journey is no different than the top SVP in ACN. It is no different than the influencers who are our circle of champions that we used to call. It is no different. They all started at the exact same place that you started. But what it took them to show up. That's how they made their millions. They showed up. They became happy. And he says that, you know, most people are a long way from that because they want success first to be happy. He said there's four things that determine accomplishment, and all of them can be learned by anyone. The first one is the speed of thinking. The second is the ability to plan your work and revise what you've already done. Number three is to learn at a fast rate, to keep learning and to keep learning at a fast rate. That's why we have so much training in ACN, but you've got to plug in. You've got to be involved. And the effort you put into the tasks that are asked of you to be successful. You know, what kind of effort are you putting into your ACN business? And since IQ mainly tests the speed of the thinking part, it's not helpful in determining someone's potential for success. So don't get hung up on, I'm not smart enough, I'm not talented enough. Get more hung up on the way that you're thinking. And are you thinking happy thoughts? And you go out and execute the things that are taught to you in ACN. And he says, when you look at that, you can learn and focus on that. So I'm going to close out with just a couple quick questions for you today. What are you doing right now to make yourself happy in ACN? You know, what goals are you setting to make yourself happier? And what can you change to help you accomplish that? So I'm excited to see everybody on boot camp this Saturday, and so excited that our leaders are doing this for us and to get involved, to get a little bit more happy. I know that when I always plug into ACN, I am so happy, excited to be more, to be happier, to affect other people's lives, and that's what it's about. So go out today, practice those two exercises. Do some random act of kindness for someone today. Don't go to bed tonight without thinking of three great things that happened to you today and reflect on them. Everyone have a happy day and a great week, and we'll see you on Saturday. Take care.